If you are Persian of origin, if you are Iranian, if you like, they will stop you at the gate, secret police, and you will be arrested if you are attending the church, or the church will be closed.
Our topic today is Iran. Hi there, I'm Andy Napier. Welcome to Footsteps from TWR. Our guest today is TWR's Bronco Bielaitz. And Bronco, how would you describe the state of Christianity in Iran?
There is religious freedom in Iran today, but of those who are not of the Farsi Persian background. If you are of one of these minorities that exist, you're free to go to church. But if you are a Farsi, if you are a Persian of origin, if you are Iranian, if you like, they will stop you at the gate, the secret police, and you will be arrested if you are attending the church, or the church will be closed.
So, Bronco, you're saying that in Iran, there are basically two different rules as to whether or not you really do have religious freedom.
Yes. If you belong to a Syrian or Syriac minority who traditionally have Christian background, you are allowed to attend the church and you are allowed to be Christian. But the majority of the people in Iran are of the Persian background. They speak Farsi language. To have a church with a Farsi language and to have Persians attending and getting to know the Lord is illegal. Being a Christian among your peers is really difficult. So radio presents a personal friend who answers your questions and brings hope in your life.
And of course, that hope is found in Jesus. For a link to TWR's ministry in the Middle East, go to twr.org/footsteps. twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.